Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. And let's say hello to Charlie Remeliotis. Charlie, are you on the way to the UC right now?
Yes, I am, but I'm a responsible driver, so I pulled off to the side to make sure that you have my full attention.
Oh, I love that about you, Charlie. All right, so Kevin Powell said, hey, why don't we talk to Charlie? There's been some big Blackhawks news today.
Yeah, well, the trade deadline passed just over an hour ago. The Hawks active sellers again as this rebuild continues. But a handful of guys, Charlie, moving on. And the latest was Nick Foligno, the team captain, who I think meant a lot to Connor Bedard and some of the other younger players in the Hawks locker room. But what did you make overall of just this week for the Blackhawks and the trade deadline?
Yeah, well, it was funny hearing Nick Foligno do his media rounds on TSN and NHL Network and ESPN, and he said when he was leaving the Blackhawks facility today, he said like he felt like he was saying goodbye to his kids because that's how young the Blackhawks locker room is, and that's kind of what he felt like in that Blackhawks locker room where he was kind of the older brother or the dad on some level. And so I imagine it was an emotional time for some of the younger players to see a veteran like that go, but also the impact that he has had on some of those young players on and off the ice is that's going to be stuff that we hear from Connor Bedard and some of those younger players like 10 years from now, how significant of a role Nick Foligno played. But as far as the trade deadline itself, I thought the Hawks were a little bit more active than I thought they were maybe going to be because it felt like they were a lot of the word going into the trade deadline was that it was going to be a buyer's market because there were a lot more sellers than there were buyers. And so you kind of had you basically could have chosen who you wanted to trade partners with. And for the Blackhawks to move on from Connor Murphy, Jason Dickinson, Colton Dock, and Nick Foligno, that was more business than I thought they were going to be able to get done before today's deadline.
It was good to see, though, Kyle Davidson basically doing a solid for Nick Foligno, who's been a great guy during this rebuild over the past 3 years here in Chicago, serving as team captain. He goes to Minnesota, Charlie. That's a team currently in the playoff picture, and he gets to play with his brothers. So,
really?
Yeah, his brothers with the Wild and Foligno. Aww. I think one of those TV hits was talking... One of them was talking about how emotional it was for the family that those two get to skate together and play meaningful hockey together moving forward.
Yeah, it's a great heartwarming story because I think they admitted they have never played with each other at any level, whether it was growing up, because there is a four-year difference between the two of them, so they never would have overlapped in some of the leagues in the minors or when they were younger. So this is a really cool opportunity for them. And It is heartwarming too because their mom passed away years ago due to cancer, and you heard Nick Foligno talking about it on his in some of his calls that he felt like his mom was really smiling down right now watching the two of them play. And to be quite honest with you, like, I would not be surprised if Nick Foligno retires at the end of the season, and so I felt like there was maybe some tension between his heart on whether he wanted to kind of stick through Chicago at the end towards the end of the season or kind of go chase that Stanley Cup with his younger brother and then potentially retire at the end of the season. Cause in 19 years, he has not won a Stanley Cup yet. So I think the city of Chicago is rooting for him to go win it.
Yeah. Great guy. Meant a lot to Connor Bedard, the future of this organization. And Charlie, I hope this time next year, we're not talking about the Blackhawks as sellers at the deadline. I think we're getting pretty deep into this rebuild now, where you know still a lot of very young talent and very young with some of the prospects, but I hope they've kind of turned the page there, and I hope next year, whether they're aggressive buyers or not at the deadline, I hope this is kind of the last sell-off at the trade deadline for a while, because that would mean the rebuild is working and the Hawks are winning.
Yeah, exactly. This is always a tough year when you're near the bottom of the NHL standings, but specifically in Chicago, it just feels like they've been sellers for the last maybe half decade, and so it's been hard. But at the same time, you do hope that the fruits of all the assets that the Blackhawks have been collecting do pay off down the road. And credit to Kyle Davidson, like, even in the Connor Murphy trade to the Edmonton Oilers, he made sure that that second round pick was in 2028, which sounds silly because that's 3 years from now, but that's draft ammo that he can use during that season of 2028 when the Hawks are kind of ready to make playoff pushes and they have that extra draft capital to go out and get immediate impact type players to surround the younger players with some more talent. So I know it's been hard, but hopefully in the next couple of years, the Blackhawks will start to be buyers at the deadline.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yeah, and I mean, even this year, though, Charlie, I know when you kind of forecast it out, it might still be a couple of years away. There was a good amount of time this season. They were right there. I mean, they were had the final wild card for minutes. They were right outside the playoff, and then Connor got hurt, and things kind of got derailed. So I think maybe even next year we can kind of start thinking playoffs are a realistic expectation for this team, right?
Yeah, it would have been really interesting to see what would have happened if Connor Bedard didn't get hurt, because things just went so well for Chicago in the first couple months of the season. Then he goes down with the shoulder injury, and then two or three games later, Frank Nazar suffers a fractured jaw, so he's out for more than a month. And both of those injuries, the Connor one specifically, just feels like it took the wind out of the momentum, that just took the wind out of the sails for the Blackhawks after all the momentum that they had accrued, because at the time of the Bedard injury, man, they were like maybe a point or two away from a playoff spot. And so I'm right there with you. Like, it would have been interesting to see how long they would have been able to ride that momentum and if we would have seen kind of the fuller body of work as a healthy squad, maybe if it would have changed a little bit what the deadline could have been for the Blackhawks this year. But maybe it does provide a glimmer of hope for next year that maybe the Hawks can be more closer to the playoff cut line than the bottom of the NHL in standings and maybe add a little bit more at the deadline that as far as subtracting next year.
So we lose Nick Foligno, the captain. It makes it easier to accept that he's going to play with his brother. I'm speaking as a mom. I still can't get over that. That's so sweet. And who's going to be the captains now?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I actually don't remember, and I don't even know how to verify this, but the Blackhawks traded Nick Foligno, Connor Murphy, and Jason Dickinson. All three of those players over, you know, a four-day stretch, the Hawks get rid of. All three of those players ended up wearing a leadership. Foligno was the captain. Murphy and Dickinson wore the A's on their sweater. So I don't know. I can't remember the last time a team got rid of all three of their leadership players in one season, but it is essentially the keys are handed to the young players. Connor Bedard is wearing one of the two A's. Tyler Bertuzzi is going to be wearing another one. I don't think the Hawks are going to name a third one. Maybe it's more of a conversation that the team has in the summer when organizationally they decide, is it too early to give Connor Bedard the captaincy? Because he eventually is going to be the captain. It's just a matter of giving it to him at the right time, maybe not too early. And then we'll see what happens with the other two alternates, kind of who evolves, whether it's a Frank Nazar, an Alex Vlasic. You know, I'm sure that will take shape as the Blackhawks have some broader discussions in the summer.
Charlie, have fun at the UC tonight. Over 4 weeks since their last home game. Finally, back at the UC. I know Kyle Davidson's going to talk in about an hour, so we'll have more on that. But say hi to John Hansen for us out there.
I definitely will. Thank you guys for having me.
And Charlie, always the responsible broadcaster. Thank you so much for pulling over. We appreciate it. Be safe.
No problem. I hope you didn't hear the pounding rain on at the top of my car because it is monsooning right now. So hopefully that didn't distract you. But yes, always responsible. Got to pull over. Can't talk to you and drive.
Well, I need to know what kind of phone you have because I have never heard such a crystal clear phone ever.
Had in a long time. Who's your service provider,
really?
Charlie?
Yeah, it was great. You could tell us.
I was quite nervous that you could hear the background. So I'm
no,
glad
you were crystal clear, Charlie.
Okay, all right, awesome. Great to know.
All right, thank you so much, Charlie. Go Hawks! And Colin, find out what kind of phone he has.